Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Oh, hey, chickens. Well, yes, enough with the woo. We've already had a horror one. We've been to Hyde, our spooky Scooby-Doo house. We are now heading on into the next episode in Matt's missive. Otherwise, I will talk about the spooky monsters forever. Because I really like the cold spot in the doorway, but then the cold spot was really a science fiction-y thing. That's the thing that's going to annoy me if it gets too fantasy-esque in the Shooty Gatwa era. Is kind of, I liked when there was like some, I know it was always like a made up weird not real science explanation, but I liked when there was a made up science explanation for something that was meant to be slightly supernatural. So I kind of like that. Like, you know, the image of the Fendal is just like bog standard folk horror, and we're fine with it because there's a weird explanation of some creature from before the dawn of time, and that's fine. All right, journey to the center of ... as Matt has written in his missive, which implies I think he's not happy with it. By the way, we have done Journey to the Center of the TARDIS, that is the actual title, here in the podcast, episodes 156 to 159. So, yeah, 700 episodes ago. If you want to go back into the archives. Oh, it's a long time ago. Matt says, what a mess. He does put a word in between A and mess, and he's put the stars in it because he knows even if I said it, I would have to edit it. But I'm never even going to say it, Matthew. Like, I love that he's now just trying to get me to say rude things in my podcast, which I refuse to do. He's like, sorry, but this one made me angry. 50 years of this show, all the comments about the TARDIS and what it contains. This episode promised so much and delivered so little. Oh, he's upset, poor lamb. A library, a swimming pool, a tree with light bulbs. I mean, come on. Even the invasion of time did better than this. Where is the limitless imagination of what the TARDIS could hold? Where's Tom's colony of badgers? What we do get to see is so bland and boring. And then the monsters are the absolute epitome of blokes in rubber suits that simply aren't even slightly convincing. No, it's no good. My dand is up and it shan't be coming down. Oh, he's really angry. I remember really enjoying this when I watched it. So I like, because again, I enjoyed it because it had been unhooked from the the Clara ongoing Impossible Girl storyline. And I was like, oh, now that I'm not worried about what it means, you know, because I think that was the problem with the Impossible Girl storyline, is that every episode we thought there was going to be some kind of revelation or some bit of information that led us to find out who she was, when in reality all we got was she's just normal. Don't know why she's so important to you, Doctor. Like, that was it. That was the extent of what we got from her ongoing storyline. So it kind of meant we didn't really get to enjoy these episodes for what they were, because we were constantly disappointed in not getting anything any further into our ongoing storyline, because there was not really much to the ongoing storyline. Also, Clara didn't really have a character. She was just impossible. Jenna Coleman does an amazing job of imbuing her with a lot of interesting characteristics that are clearly not on the page. But this episode, I remember, you know, the thing with the bullying had went a little too far, to be honest. Like, and kind of played for a joke. Even at the end, it's like, oh yeah, we were just pretending all this time. Like, you're not an android. You're a real person. Like, that was a bit much. But yeah, as for what's inside the TARDIS, so I know that the limitations are down to whatever is, you know, whoever the production designer is at the time, whatever they've decided they're gonna find in all of their corridors and things. So this is where my theory about the Doctor, you know, being the one who the TARDIS is translating for everyone. So everyone gets translated by the TARDIS because the Doctor knows all the languages. So the TARDIS also, like, because, you know, the interior changes whenever the Doctor regenerates. And, you know, the Amy and Rory leave, the Doctor goes through a bit of a dark phase, and the console room has now regenerated to this kind of darker, you know, looks like a library kind of thing, with the various levels. And I wonder if, you know, we hear a lot about the TARDIS's telepathic circuits. So I wonder if the internal architecture of the TARDIS is somehow reflective of the regenerated personality. So, you know, the Tom Baker Doctor was expansive and erratic and peculiar, and he was very eccentric. So in the Invasion of Time, when there's a giant swimming pool and, you know, there's art galleries and all sorts of, you know, hilarious stuff going on in the TARDIS, that's not so much because that's there in the TARDIS, but that's there in the TARDIS when he's the Doctor. Just as when Jodie's the Doctor, it's a lot of crystals, because, you know, women love crystals. I'm sorry, that is not... It's an unfair thing. You know what I love? Have you ever been to, like, a crystal warehouse factory outlet? Like, I just... You know, you go to, like, a crystal shop, or, like, you know, they have astrology books and tarot cards and crystals, and they always look like they're imbued with, you know, it's like, oh, well, there's one rose quartz crystal and this can really align your chakra and fix your business. Which, if that's something you want to believe in, absolutely go for it. But then a couple of times, there's a place down the road from where I live, and there's one that I used to go to in Northgate, and it's like the shop that those shops go to buy in bulk. And you know when you see just a big bucket of rose quartz, like, you know, hundreds of them, you're like, it doesn't feel very mystical or spiritual when you can just dig it out with a shovel. this is just my own thing. It just looks a little bit too, like, you know, the only thing it's imbued with is the spirit of capitalism. Anyway, that's my big crystal moment. But yes, I'm sorry for the horrific gender stereotyping I did earlier with the Jodie Whittaker Doctor. But it is weird, now that I think about it, that her Doctor had all the crystals inside the TARDIS. Like, what is that? What are you trying to say? And her sonic screwdriver also had a spinny crystal at the end. Just putting it out there. It's a weird choice. So that's my theory, is that the TARDIS and what we see of the TARDIS, Matthew, is just reflective of how this doctor would cope. And I feel like this one has changed now because Clara's come on board. And so maybe it's simplified itself somewhat. I don't know. But yeah, the blokes in rubber suits thing was very weird. Although that did turn out to just be them burned, didn't it? Like, wasn't that the thing? So it had to be people in suits, like, because it was them, but burned. I don't know. I can understand you being upset with it, Matthew. That is very understandable. But yeah, and I also get like wanting to see more of the impossibility of the TARDIS. But I guess, you know, maybe this was meant to be a cheap episode. None of them look cheap. All of these look expensive. Like, we don't, in the Moffat era, we don't really get a Midnight. Like, I love an episode like Midnight, you know, where everyone's just inside the one place. I mean, even like Father's Day essentially is a cheap episode from the first series because it's all in that church other than a couple of scenes out on the street. Other than that, it's all in the church or it's in the TARDIS flat when you're having flashbacks. And yeah, I'm kind of miss those cheap episodes. Like, these all seem so expansive and so expensive. I kind of miss the dodginess. You know, the Doctor Who dodginess, the wobbly walls, we're all stuck in here and there's a horde of Daleks out there, but we're only going to see two. All right, next episode is The Crimson Horror.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.